turned to snow. All around the day was going down slow. Night like a river beginning to flow.
I felt good afternoon, Lexington. You are listening to Lydia Jacobs on WLXU 93.9 Lexington Community Radio. How's everyone doing today? It is Friday, February 3rd. Can you honestly believe it's February 3rd? Where did January go? Man, I heard something the other day. Someone said, the days go by so slow, but the years fly by. I think the exact terminology was, the days dawdle by, but the years fly. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so true. Because if you're at work or if you're at home, you're like, oh, I can't wait for Friday, or I can't wait for next Saturday to get here, or Tuesday night, or whatever you have looking forward to in the future. And you're wishing your days away just to get to that event. And all of a sudden, January's gone and it's going to be spring and then it's going to be summer. And man, it's really true. The days are take forever, but the years fly by. And I think it's especially true as you get older. A lot of older people definitely say that's the case. How is everyone doing today? The weather got a little bit better. It's not quite as cold as it was last weekend and late last week. I don't know. I haven't looked. I'm almost giving up on watching the weather because I get depressed if it's cold, and then it gets warm and it rains. But at least the sun has been out the last couple of days. So the sun gives you an emotional boost anyway, even if it's a little chilly or cold, as it seems to be feeling to me. There's been a lot going on with politics. There's been a lot going on with activists and just people and people that used to be friends not talking anymore. And I was trying to get together some stuff for the show today, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? You know, this is not a show where I really want to talk about a lot of politics. I am speaking with a lady who I'm hoping will call in once a month or so, and we can discuss some politic issues. She's a senior citizen. She's very well educated. She's very well spoken. She likes her politics, and she stands her ground. So I'm hoping I'll be able to get her on once a month for, you know, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes, one show a month, to be able to talk about politics. But other than that, you know, I don't really get into the politic talk while I'm here, and I'm not going to. So do not worry. I like for this show to be informative. I like for people to know what's going on with seniors and caregivers. So today I thought, I don't really have a whole lot of information to share. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll just play some cool 70s, 80s music and just kind of keep it a little laid back. No angry voices, nobody voicing opinions, just some facts, some things that are going on around Lexington, and some good music. So I do have some music picked out. We're going to get started. This song is Give Me the Night. I'm sure a lot of people recognize this song. It's been around for a while, and I expect everyone to be out there dancing in their seats, whether you're in the car or, you know, listening to me at work. Let's get some dancing going. It'll be a great, great hour, and I'm looking forward to it. Welcome back. I got a newsletter from the Lexington Senior Center. I want to get you all up to date on a couple of things that are going on over there. February is, we got a couple of community things going on for February. it's Valentine's Day and just a couple of other big things they got. Not only going on in the Lexington community, but also over at the Senior Center. They always have their usual pottery, keyboard, ceramics, yoga. They also have some personal training going on over there, watercoloring, many, many different activities going on over there. I was over there about a week ago, and I met the pottery and the charcoal instructor. His name's Corey Schultz. Exceptionally nice man. Young, seems to really enjoy working with the seniors over there. He showed me some work they've been doing. Some of those attendees at the Senior Center are very talented. They've got a pottery wheel, I believe that's what it's called over there. They've got their own room. They've got shelves for all the pottery to dry. You can come in and I think it's called molding. You can mold it one day and come back when it's dried. I think they have an oven to help it bake. I don't know if that's the correct word, but to help the dishes or whatever you are making harden. And then they have all kinds of painting and all that kind of stuff to help you finalize what your product will look like. I did notice that there was maybe six or seven ladies. Now, not it's just for ladies, but there was six or seven ladies in there the day I was visiting. And they were all working on many different things. And you don't have to be experienced in pottery or charcoal or anything like that to go over there and see if it's something you're interested in. They've got a lot of good things going on at the Lexington Senior Center. If you have any information, you can always give them a call, 278-6072. They've got some trips coming up. If you live more downtown and you think, you know what, I don't want to go out that far, I don't like the traffic, or for whatever reason, we've also got some senior activities going on at the Charles Young Center, and we've got the Elder Crafters over at the Black and Williams Center. The Black and Williams Center is located on Georgetown Street, and Charles Young is over on 3rd Street. So there's lots of activities going on. It's hard to get out in the winter, though. It's hard when it's cold. It's hard for everybody of any age to get out when it's chilly outside. But keep that in mind. There'll be lots of stuff going on here soon. Hopefully, spring will get here in the near future, and we can get out more and see more what's going on around Lexington. Give the Senior Center a call and see what's going on and see what you can participate in over there. They've got lots of good activities.
Talk to me. I read your face. I see misery. 'Cause the one you love has left you dry. Don't start believing that you're gonna die. Just make your heart up on the floor and try.
And we were talking about Valentine's Day, and that's an activity that's coming up. That's a day that's coming up. And over at the Senior Center, they're doing Valentine's Day card making for the ladies over at the Ashland Terrace home. If you are artistic, even if you're not artistic, you can come over and help make a card. If I have never, ever, ever met someone, regardless of age, who doesn't like getting something in the snail mail. My grandmother used to mail my grandmother cards, I bet once a week, one or two cards once a week. She loved getting mail. And sometimes I didn't put anything in it, sign my name, put a little heart, and that was it. But when she passed away, we found all those cards. She would tell me, oh, I got your card. She'd call me, oh, I got your card. Everyone loves getting snail mail, especially seniors. So we're going to have Valentine's Day card making over at the Senior Center. That's going to take place on Friday, February 10th from 9 to 11. It's going to be in Art Room B, but if you get to the Senior Center, they can get you up to the Art Room B. So they're also doing Valentine's Day treats on Valentine's Day from 11 to 1, just in the lobby. If you have never, they're also going to have punch and cookies. If you have never been over there and you're like, oh, I don't know that I want to just go over there and look. I don't want them. I'm just uncomfortable going through there. That might be a good time. Swing by there on Valentine's Day, 11 to 1. You know, you can always find somebody to talk to if you're both drinking punch or if you're both having a Valentine's Day cookie. So it might be, that might be a good opportunity if you're someone who might be interested, but you've been kind of like, I don't know, maybe I don't want to go over there. Maybe it's just for the old people. Go over there, Valentine's Day, 11 to 1. Phenomenal staff, and see what they have going on. I guarantee you that you will find something that you enjoy doing. I said I wasn't going to talk anything about politics today, but this is kind of different. This is not really politicky. The Kentucky Association of Gerontology, the Alzheimer's Association, and the Kentucky Association of Area Agencies on Aging on Thursday, February 23rd, will be hosting Senior Advocacy Day for seniors and caregivers, as well as people with any type of dementia. So we're going to go over there. We're going to meet at 9:30 in the Annex Building in room 113. It's an all-day thing. We're going to have a panel from 10 to 10:30. Then we're encouraging people to go meet with their legislators. Now, if you've ever met with a legislator, local, state, federal, you know you don't get much time. You get 10 or 15 minutes. As long as you can get in there and just talk about your concern for seniors and how the count of seniors, the number of seniors is growing, and the funding, both on the state and the federal level, is getting smaller, we can, you know, they can't do any, they can't, they're not going to say right there, oh, we'll give you more money, oh, we'll give you more money. But if we get enough people in and we can get them aware of it, maybe we can get a little bit more money in the next budget, which is not this year, but next year. Maybe then we can get a little more money the next 2 years. So seniors in the Bluegrass region, as well as the state of Kentucky, really deserve to be treated with dignity. All of those groups, the Kentucky Association of Gerontology, as well as the Alzheimer's Association and the Kentucky Association of Area Agencies on Aging, all believe in keeping seniors in their home as long as it is safely possible to do so, not only for the senior, but also if there's a caregiver on board. So we need to get our legislators on board with supporting seniors, keeping them at home. You know, it's much, much cheaper to keep a senior in their home than it is to put them in a long-term care facility. And no one really wants to live in a long-term care facility. They would like to be at home, where they know where things are and where they're comfortable. So if you are interested in joining us for Senior Advocacy Day on Thursday, February 23rd, I'll be putting some stuff up on the Aging Adventures Facebook page, which is Aging Adventures Radio Show. Jump on there. And if you have any questions, send me a message via Facebook, Aging Adventures Radio Show. And I'd love to have a lot of people. And you know what? If you can't get to Frankfurt, the session is over late March, call your legislator and meet with him in your county. You know, most of our state legislators, our representatives and our senators work in their communities. They live, obviously, in their communities, so they're around. So if you are unable to get to Frankfurt, give them a call. Send them snail mail. I don't know if they'll like it as much as other people do, but send them some snail mail. Give them a call. And don't be hurt if you can't get in to see the actual legislator. It's just as meaningful and just as impactful if you can get in to see a staff member. Staff members on these levels are very intelligent. They definitely know what's going on. So if you can get a meeting with a staff person or with your legislator to talk about the importance of senior issues, the importance of senior funding, just many different things. Hook up on the Aging Adventures Facebook page, Aging Adventures Radio Show, and you'll see some information on there and some talking points, and you can send me some comments if this is something you're interested in. You are listening to Aging Adventures on WLXU, Lexington Community Radio. Do. wasn't a whole lot slower beat than Sausalito, but it was a little bit. Not too bad, not too bad. Do you all like the occasional music? Would you prefer a more talking show? I enjoy the talking. I enjoy discussing senior issues, especially with different people that I have come in. I enjoy talking about the conferences and how people out in our community, be they seniors, caregivers, or just people who are aging. I enjoy informing them about all the stuff we have going on in Lexington for them and keeping everyone educated on senior issues and why it's important for you, whether you are 20 or 90, to fight for senior issues. I hope that all 20-year-olds grow up to be seniors and age well and age healthy and are able to keep doing whatever they want to do into their older years. So we have to keep these resources and everything going. And so I enjoy having people on the show talking about aging and what's pertinent and what's going on in Lexington. I also like playing the music, though. I do like playing the music. I don't know, though, that our seniors now who are 70, 80, 90 years old, this music is probably too young for them, because the music I gravitate to is mid to late 70s, maybe early 80s. And so I might not be playing the right music for our senior listeners, but hopefully I'm playing the right music for everyone. The music I try to pick is sort of laid back, sort of middle of the road, nothing too disco, nothing too hard rock. And just to have a day like today when we're just trying to relax and enjoy the Friday, get ready for the weekend, no working, dreaming away, dawdling around my day. My years are flying by, and my days are dawdling by. I think we talked about that earlier. Love to hear from everyone who's listening. Hook up on our Facebook page, Aging Adventures Radio Show. Give me some comments. Give me some feedback on what you're liking, what you're not liking, what I can do, what we can do to improve. If you've got a suggestion about Lexington Community Radio, or you'd like to come down and visit, you'd like to sit in and observe my show one day, I would love to have visitors. So hook up with me on Facebook. I want to remind everyone about the challenges and opportunities of Aging Conference, excuse me. It is coming up on Friday, May 19th. This conference is in its 34th year. That's a lot of years for a conference, especially a conference that's made up of all volunteers that put it together, that keep it going year after year. We've got a great committee, many good things going on with the challenges and opportunities of Aging Conference. We've got some great session speakers. We're hoping to have someone from the Attorney General's office who will be our keynote. I am discussing having a representative from the Lexington Police Department speak during lunch. We had a representative from the Lexington Police Department at our conference last year, just did a session, which is like 50 minutes, 10 to 10:50, 11 to 11:50, and 1 to 1:50. He was in the choir room at Northeast Christian Church. So he's standing on the floor. The police officer is standing on the floor. It's actually Officer Bij Towery. he's standing on the floor in the choir. I mean, they must have a huge choir at Northeast because this room is huge. I think it seats 150 people in the actual choir. And I bet there was 75 people in his session. It was a great session. He's so fun to listen to. Even though he's talking about crime and how to stay safe, he is so good to listen to talk. He makes you feel like you can take this. You can handle anything that comes your way. And the majority of people who were in that session with him were women, were older women. And they asked so many great, pertinent questions of him. And he had superb answers. He's done this, I think, for years. He does a lot of community outreach for the police department. Superb, superb speaker. So we're hoping to entice him to come do our lunchtime talk to let everyone be able to hear him. We also have a lady who's going to be doing leading a yoga class. Last year, that was very popular also. We have a Lexington Public Library representative. If you are not utilizing our Lexington Public Library facilities, you are missing out. They have so much to offer, and there's one everywhere around town. Even for our Spanish-speaking residents, there's one out Village Parkway, out Versailles Road. Superb. I mean, they are the staff. I've never met a public library staff person who didn't know what they were talking about, who didn't want to be talking about what they were talking about, and who wasn't 100% enthused to be talking to you about what they wanted to talk about. They are so knowledgeable. The Lexington Public Library deserves everything, that all the recognition that they can get. So we do have someone. We have a gentleman come in from the Lexington Public Library. We are going to have a mental health session, which is going to just briefly, I mean, in 50 minutes, you can't really get into a lot of mental health issues. But it's going to have two speakers. It's going to have a lady who's going to talk about, just touch on the importance of mind games and maybe a couple of the more pertinent, the larger count mental health issues that our seniors and our caregivers are suffering with. And we're also going to have a doctor speaking about the importance of knowing your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your triglycerides, and how all that plays into your mental health. We're looking for someone to talk about tourism here in Lexington, maybe possibly in Kentucky. That'll be good. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff here in Lexington that we as residents don't take advantage of. But when people come from out of town, they're all about doing whatever, Henry Clay's home. And I bet there are people here in Lexington who've lived here for 60, 40, 60, 80 years who've never been to Henry Clay's home. And people come from out of town, out of state, to go see his home. So there's a whole lot here in Lexington we could be doing, we need to be doing, we need to be encouraging our younger people as well as people our age to get out. Let's look at this stuff that's right here under our nose. We also have a VA, a gentleman who's going to be talking about VA benefits, Veterans Administration benefits. Gurney Norman, I don't know if any of you recognize the name Gurney Norman, but he is a local Appalachian writer. He writes a lot of books about the Appalachian area, and he's confirmed he's going to be a great speaker. I think he's really looking forward to coming. It's going to be a great conference. It's $10. You can't beat that. We provide lunch. We provide a light breakfast. The information is just out of this world. It's a great time. We have people that have been coming for 25 and 30 years. If you've never been, I'll have something on the Aging Adventures Facebook page, but Challenges and Opportunities of Aging also has a Facebook page. So log on there. I don't think it's up to date right now. Currently, we don't have the brochure put together, but it will be very soon. So hook up there and see what you can find that you might be interested in at the Challenges and Opportunities of Aging Conference.
Whoa!
Thanks for tuning in to the Aging Adventures radio show. It's been a great Friday. Hopefully the weekend will be wonderful for you. We will be here next Friday. We're going to be changing our time slot, but not until the 1st of March. So I'll be talking to you next Friday from 2 to 3. Hook up to our Facebook page, Aging Adventures Radio Show. I would love to hear your comments and what you're thinking about how the show is going. Have a good afternoon.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together. Cheek to cheek, sweatshirt to sweater. Young love born in a backseat. Two hearts pound out a backbeat. Headlights, somebody's calling.